Please stay with us, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
In this, our Understanding the Scriptures segment, we're in the book of Acts. We're at Acts chapter 7, and we're going to pick up with verse 9. And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him, and delivered him out of all his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor of Egypt and all his house. Now, Stephen is giving those who are interrogating him some background from the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Showing them that he's not a heretic. He knows what has gone before. He knows the heritage. Tom, it's a bit like what we've been talking about in the first segment, psychology, psychological counseling, psychotherapy. I sometimes facetiously, maybe I shouldn't be facetious, but I sometimes say, you know, look at Joseph. He was hated by his brothers. They were going to kill him. Parents didn't like his dreams. His brothers sold him into Egypt, where he was a slave of Potiphar.
Mm-hmm. Dysfunctional family, of course.
Yeah, well, very. And he was falsely accused of sexual immorality by Potiphar's wife, mm-hmm, because he rejected her. Thrown into prison, and you know, this was a horrible prison in those days, likely never to get out of there, where he is languishing. And how is he going to survive all of these trials? Well, fortunately, there was a local Christian psychologist not too far away who was able to come in once a week and build up Joseph's self-esteem, etc. And the audience laughs, you know, when you say that. Well, if Joseph didn't need that, look at his problems. Why should you need it with problems that are a whole lot less serious than his? What does Stephen say? But God was with him.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get back to trust in God and not try to pamper ourselves, or try to take some drugs or psychological counseling somehow to get out of our troubles. But the Bible is all about people who have very serious problems, serious troubles. Read the faith chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Sawn asunder, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, tormented, afflicted, dwelt in dens and caves of the earth, of whom the world was not worthy. And they all triumphed through psychological counseling. No, they all triumphed through faith.
Mm-hmm. That's Hebrews chapter 11.
Right. A famous faith chapter. And Galatians 5:22 starts out, the fruit of therapy, you know, is love, joy, peace. No. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and so forth. Against such there is no law. So we have Christians today turning from the Spirit, from the Word, to therapy, to counseling, to some drug that will dull them to their problems and prevent them from learning the lesson of faith that God wants them to learn.
Mm-hmm. Dave, you know, sometimes I think if I were a psychotherapist, and my father was a psychiatrist, so I have those lines,
right,
I could get
sure
into that.
It's in the genes.
If I put on my marquee out in front, mm-hmm, I'd have a marquee, mm-hmm, and I could put on the marquee what I'm offering those who would come to me for counseling, and it would be the fruit of the Spirit,
mm-hmm,
love, joy, peace,
mm-hmm,
all these things. I'd be the wealthiest man alive, I think. People would line up for miles around to come to me. Yet the Word of God offers it for free.
Tom, they wouldn't line up, and you would starve because they do not want the truth. Remember Jesus,
yeah.
John 8, 44 is it, or 45, I don't remember. He said, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not.
Mm-hmm.
So the truth is the last thing they want. They don't want fruit of the Spirit, Tom. They want something else. They want a do-it-yourself kit, mm-hmm, religion. But anyway, I'm sorry, I got us a little off the track.
Well, let me pick up with verse 11. Now there came a dearth over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brethren, and Joseph's kindred was made known unto Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him and all his kindred, 75 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt and died, he and our fathers, and were carried over into Sychem and laid in the sepulcher that Abraham bought for a sum of money of the sons of Emor, the father of Sychem.
Well, Tommy's reciting more of the history, and I guess we'll find out why. He's giving some examples, of course. Mm-hmm. He's building up to how they rejected Christ, and he's pointing out Joseph was rejected by his brother, rejected by his family, but then God used him as the Savior, actually, because if Joseph hadn't been in Egypt, they wouldn't have gathered from those 7 years of abundance, gathered enough harvest and stored it away to take care of themselves and others. So this is like Christ. Then there was famine, and they had to go and take from what Joseph had stored for them. And they didn't even know who he was. That's again another picture of Christ, that he came to his own received him not. They didn't know who Joseph was, but one day they will know him. It says the second time. I think that speaks of the second coming. That verse 13 says that the second time Joseph was made known to his brethren. So I think the second coming of Christ, he will be known to the Jews who rejected him the first time. Then it talks about this cave of Machpelah there in Hebron. It belongs to the Jews. All the Jewish patriarchs were buried there, their wives. Not one Arab was buried there. And yet the Arabs have taken over Hebron. They have had pogroms slaughtering Jews down through history, chasing the Jews out. They build a mosque there, and they claim that this is their land. This is their cave. They're not even related. Ishmael, from whom the Arabs claim to be descended, was buried hundreds of miles away. There's no Muslim or Arab buried there. So he's just recounting this for them. Verse 17, when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. That was all foretold. If we go back to Genesis 15 and verse 13, God said to Abraham, your seed, now today there's a controversy. Who is the seed? The descendants of Ishmael, the descendants of Isaac. God said, your seed, the seed that will inherit the land, will be slaves for 400 years in a land, a foreign land. Mm-hmm. And then I will deliver them. Then I will bring them to this land. Well, who did that happen to? It happened to the Jews. It didn't happen to the Arabs. It didn't happen to the descendants of Ishmael. And it happened exactly as God said. So it's rather important what he is laying out. And Tom, we need to do this when we're preaching the gospel, because the gospel was foretold. We have all the signs. We have the prophecies. It's all fulfilled in Christ. And I love the way Stephen is laying this out. And he gave them the feast of the Passover. The feast of the Passover is kept by Jews, not by Gentiles, not by Muslims, not by Arabs. And that is the proof that these people, the Jews, are the ones to whom this land belongs. And Stephen is going through this history. It's terrific what we have in the Bible.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. The Apostle John, in Revelation 17, describes in detail characteristics of a beast which comes in the last days. Virtually all attention these days is focused on the coming Antichrist, but he is only half the story. Many are amazed to discover that that same passage reveals another mysterious character at the heart of prophecy, a woman who rides the beast. Who is this woman? John depicts her as a false church, which will be a partner of the Antichrist. Tradition says she is connected with the Church of Rome. But isn't such a view outdated? After all, today's Vatican is eager to join hands with Protestants worldwide. We are told the Catholic Church has changed. Or has it? In A Woman Rides the Beast, prophecy expert Dave Hunt sifts through biblical truth and global events to present a well-defined portrait of this woman and her powerful place in the Antichrist future empire. 8 remarkable clues in Revelation prove the woman's identity beyond any reasonable doubt. Was John describing the Church of Rome? To answer this question, Dave has spent years in historical research, primarily from Catholic sources, and provides indisputable documentation. Video host, author, and lecturer Dave Hunt.
There's over 500 pages and about 800 footnotes, I think, of documentation that will surprise perhaps even Catholics, as well as non-Catholics, as to the official teaching and practices of the Roman Catholic Church, its history, what it really has stood for and stands for today. I'm not making it up. I think it is worthwhile. I think it is something you need to read.
A Woman Rides the Beast. The book and the video are available from the Berean Call. Information on how to order in just a moment. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director Tom McMahon.
The name The Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically, because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Our mission is to alert believers in Christ to unbiblical teachings and practices impacting the church. We want to exhort believers to give greater heed to biblical discernment and truth regarding what they are accepting as spiritual. We hope to supply those who profess to be biblical Christians with information and materials that will encourage the love of God's truth. Hopefully, we can help mobilize believers in Christ to action in obedience to the scriptural command to earnestly contend for the faith, found in Jude 3. And finally, our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
If you are a serious student of God's Word, we offer a wide variety of items that you'll find helpful. From books and tracts to audio and videotapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 2905. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll continue our series of programs entitled Selections from Beyond Seduction and Is Prophetic Revelation Ongoing? In Religion in the News, What Do Christians Today Really Believe? We'll take a look at that story and address the question, Is Art Anti-Biblical? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily Radio Ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you to tune in again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures Daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.